Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You, and this is like a trip down memory lane of the beginning of Project Independence, and Paula, who was very much part of it, and then her intern, Christina, who has become now the producer of the radio show and the absolute host of the Christina Liu show, which I don't know. I think it's David Letterman when his goodbye show, I don't think, had as many viewers or listeners as Christina has. It's amazing. You know,
or sometimes, right.
And if we cut it short ever, and I'm shopping that weekend, the looks I get from people, it was you, wasn't it? Like, oh my God. It really is amazing. One of the programs I'd like to talk about is, not one of the programs, but we always wind up talking about it, is the various therapy type programs of Project Independence, which, you know, we're not just a social, and we're not just helping somebody in their home.
No.
They have very defined programs to help people mobility-wise. And we've had Shari on, but mobility programs, that's the word I was looking for.
Okay, yeah, we have, we're running several programs right now. One is with Northwell, and actually we're running that in a couple of regions. It's called the Stepping On Program. And is it, that's what you wanted to talk about?
So the
goal there with the Stepping On Program, it's a very well-established program, and it's to help people gain strength and prevent fall. So the Stepping On Program is run by two of our nurses in each region, and it runs kind of concurrently in different places. And that's something we probably haven't said enough today. You have to call 311, get information.
All this
we call 311, and you're evaluated by the nurse. And I think this is where Christina will fill in. Is it an 8-week program or a 6-week program?
It's 7 weeks.
See that? I said 6 or 8, and it's 7.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a 7-week program with Northwell. And during the program, you're evaluated. There's exercise. There's Tai Chi.
There's different speakers, too, that come, which I think is really important.
So they have an occupational therapist 1 week. They may have a physical therapist. They have someone talk to you about balance. So it's a fabulous program. And then at, I think it's 3 months later, they do a check-in, and they come in and they see. So that you're measured. So there's quality measurement. And it's very outcome-based and evidence-based. So that's a program that we run in many different regions. And we also just started working with Winthrop University Hospital with a grant-funded program. I'm pretty sure it's New York State Office of Aging that Winthrop accessed that grant. And we have, it's a fairly new relationship, more formalized with Winthrop Hospital. And we also work with St. Francis Hospital. We have the cardiac van and Nassau University Medical Center. And that program, I am spacing on if it has a title.
Yes.
It's Tai Chi.
It's like balance and exercise with Tai Chi. So it's through a Tai Chi thing. And it's a more formalized kind of program that they just started. So that it's similar to a kind of a stepping on program, but focusing around Tai Chi. And then there's the, you know, after that, there's the fall prevention that Winthrop also provides. And that's been going on now. Every month it goes on at
a couple of years, I think. Yes, we can.
Isn't falling like the number one issue?
Absolutely. Yeah, because, you know, that's what we always say. You know, people don't realize that, I mean, the fall, it's not just a fall. When you fall, it's not just a fall.
It can change your whole life,
completely change your life and lead to so many other ailments due to, you know, just one fall. So it's, and no matter, you know, we do this every month, I think, because it's not just when, you know, weather is bad. I mean, it could be anything. You could step on a pebble, you know, on the sunniest day and, you know, it really teaches you how to do it and how to walk properly, you know, and safely.
And a lot of it we know is related to, this is evidence-based, is related to your balance.
Yep.
So a lot of this is about helping people, and a lot of our programs are about being proactive and getting in before there's a problem. That's really one of our main goals, is to get in there. But the goal is to help someone, you know, get stronger, prevent falling, and work on that balance. So, and it's a fun. It's really fun to do, and
just
it's Tai
Chi. Just
to
jump in there with something, my mother used to fall.
Yeah.
And she'd fall sometimes going to church and come home embarrassed because she'd say, they must think I drink. No, yeah, doesn't drink. Right, it's like, right. Ma, please. Right. But she, because of that, wouldn't go to these things, which is so silly.
Right.
She'd rather stay home.
Yeah, right.
I'd say, Ma, what do you... She'd come to my house, oh, I'm a burden, I'm a this, I'm a that. It's like, you know, I want to slap her most of the time.
Right.
But, and she knows it, too. I'm not going to say online what I tell her. On the air, rather. But, no, but it's like, you go to these programs. Yeah. You just... Right. Somebody's got to push you.
No, because you're right, because it is. It's the embarrassing, and it's the fear of, like, you know, the process, because once you do fall, you might have a can or what. You know, all these...
She was lucky she never broke anything. Because you hear the stories. The hip is gone at the age of 90. You're done. I mean, it's...
Two stories in my immediate family, you know, not immediate, but one broke the pelvic bone about a month ago now, residing out in Suffolk County in a rehab nursing home, if you will, and may never get out of there, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I think as a senior, one of the biggest things you want to try to keep is your mobility.
Yes.
And part of that is doing whatever you can to keep yourself from falling, to allow yourself to have enough strength to be able to walk. Yeah. You know, you don't have to run a marathon, but you want to be able to get in and out and go to places and, you know, keep the mobility.
Yeah, and there was actually, one of our co-hosts once shared that they, you know, were involved in this class, and I loved this story, and I tell it all the time because he fell, he had an injury, and then started going to his class after because didn't want it to happen again. And he would have to hold on to a chair. And, you know, when he first started, and gradually as the weeks went on, he could step further and further away from the chair until he didn't need to have to hold on, you know, and like got his balance.
Right.
And he said it made such a difference in his life. So I think it really,
gives you more self-confidence.
It does, absolutely.
And that less fear. And what's really nice, too, is you're having the nurses do a full initial and just an individual assessment. And from that, they can also help you with certain exercises that are more specific to what your needs are. And it's fun. It's Tai Chi, it's social. So going back to that other, you're coming out, you're being evaluated. The nurse, they're also doing your blood pressure and all those other good things. But you're having fun, you're meeting people, and you're getting stronger. And people want to keep taking the class.
Yeah.
And we have that particular one, there's a regular class, initial, and then there's an advanced. And they graduate from advanced and want to come back and start initial. But we always are full. That's the other really nice thing. Stepping on all of the programs, like, we don't have a problem filling them, which is really great.
Yeah, it is great.
You know, so, you know, that's kudos to the nurses and the staff that gets out there.
Joe was on the air, the Tai Chi teacher.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
6 months? No, yeah, it's two sessions ago.
Right.
Because I said, you're the best. I thought he was tremendous.
Right.
He is tremendous.
Yes.
Right, right.
And I said, I'm going to start doing this Tai Chi because I need to do something.
Right, right.
And how far did you get?
By the end of the week, I had Tai Chi pants. But I haven't gone to a class yet.
Have you put the pants on?
I put the pants on. They could go on. My wife says, what did you do?
Yes. So I told him the first step is getting
the pants. Right.
Because you need the outfit before you actually. Right.
I have gone no further.
Right. Right.
But you have to.
Yes.
You ever do yoga? Have you tried yoga at all? That's like just stretching.
You think this bends very well?
No,
come on.
It's not just bending.
No, I have gone to a couple of yoga classes.
Christina's like,
yoga is not me.
Okay.
You know what, though? I do exercise. I do stretching and whatever, and I try to stand on one foot for...
Oh, okay.
Ooh. I'm going to put you on the air. Hello?
Hi, it's Jean Bosworth, and I'm calling to wish Christina a very happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I can. You're now welcome. Judy's going to put me over the edge, and I'm going to officially start crying on the show.
Christina, we love you. You do such a great job. You're such an important part of Project Independence, and I hope that today is filled with all joyful things.
Oh, thank you so much, Judy. It's very
okay.
Sweet.
Thank you, Judy, so much.
There you go.
I know you got a crazy day.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You
too. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, this is so sweet. You got
the former supervisor, the current supervisor.
The two people that are, what you were saying before, and I knew they were going to be calling in, because of Judy currently and John.
Absolutely.
I mean, Project Independence is what it is, and they advocate for it.
They do.
Because if another person got in, they easily could turn around and say, I have something else in mind, and could let Project Independence have a slow death. They wouldn't. They don't have to cancel it.
Right.
But if you stop pushing for the grant money, and if you stop pushing for this and advocating for it.
Right. Oh, it's critical. It's the town board
the transportation thing.
Oh, yeah. Well,
which
we
was
just
recently
got another
with Judy
million
fighting
dollar.
For. Yeah. How
second,
much was it? It was a million.
A million. Mm-hmm. That was the second $1 million grant that we got. This one was with, you know, Supervisor Bosworth. And again, that's a program that's just critical. It's what we do, free food shopping, you know, twice a week in each region to different, you know, where the supermarkets are. There's also sometimes banks and hairdressers and pharmacies. And so that was a part of that initial aging in place concept, that if we can get you to one place and you get things done, that would help a great deal, and the independence of doing it for yourself.
I'm going to interrupt you for a second, mm-hmm. to bring an important thing in that, again, nobody would know about all the work that goes on, mm-hmm. and that goes back to Shari and right. part of Project Independence, is when Walbaum's closed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it threw people off, because if you went to shop at Walbaum's, they had to come up with a way and a solution for people to still get their food.
Yeah. Right.
Now, the closing of Walbaum's, nobody really cared who drives, because
right.
I could drive to Stop and Shop or Shopwell or
right,
some of the other
places.
But when you're a senior, going by the cab or going by a bus or something, where do I get my food?
Right.
And it's also a change of environment anyway, so they're not happy with that in the first place.
Yes. And some of the stores, too, are very big. I mean, people really have favorite grocery stores.
I mean, I know I do.
Me, too. I go to all different ones, like fruit here, meat here, that.
Well, you get to know the aisles without thinking about it.
More the aisles. That's what I got.
Yeah. Right.
But the other day, Monday, they talked about the taxi or transportation program.
Mm-hmm.
And I was intrigued by the number. I think it was 71% of the calls are medical related.
For transportation.
Yeah. So if you have reasons to get to doctors or...
And it's not just doctors. It can be for therapy. It can be for chemotherapy. It can be for anything really related to your dental. Psychiatry, psychology, you know, whatever those needs are, it's a drastically reduced fare for the medical. The average ride costs the rider about $7.
Right.
We happen to be very fortunate in North Hempstead that we have so many healthcare systems.
Right.
And
we're
very close to just about any type of doctor you would need. But that we did, you know, initially early in Project Independence, we did a lot of needs assessment, and we actually had some grant funding to pay for the needs assessment. And so we used consulting companies, and the first one we did was Nelson Nygaard, and we looked at the transportation needs of the seniors in North Hempstead. And that, again, goes back to having X resource and making sure we want to use it the most efficient way. So we looked at... That was determined to be the highest need, was transportation. The second on the list was actually the minor home repair, that if people really do want to stay in their own homes, they're going to need some of that assistance. And then we did a second needs assessment, and that looked more at the human service. And from that, it was determined I think we did 300 surveys, and that was done by Hofstra University School of Suburban Studies. We worked closely with Larry Levy over there. And what was determined, and Otto, you probably remember this, was that the fact that if people didn't have a need right now for Project Independence, the key finding was that the fact that they knew it was here.
Oh, yeah.
Brought them to a point where they didn't, brought down that stress of how am I going to stay here and age in place. So we always look at the needs piece of it. Like, there's nothing willy-nilly about this. And that's the key to the advisories as well, giving us the information.
Talking personally, it actually has kept me from even thinking about moving out of the town of North Hempstead.
That's great.
Right, right.
That's
and where are the beneficiaries of that? Yep. Thank you.
Absolutely.
No, it's the truth,
10 years of Otto's volunteering. I mean, talk about the beneficiary.
Yeah, I agree.
Otto was like anything we ever needed, like driving a car, taking a picture, getting out of a cab, coming into New York City to sit before the, you know.
Actually, Madge Kaplan was in my house because
we
had to make a pit stop.
Right, right. That's very funny.
When we were touring houses.
But we had a CD, the North Hempstead television station. They did, a video of Otto driving around and talking about Project. It was like our commercial. It was like
one
of our
first
commercials. Okay, I never saw that.
Yeah.
We're going to get our hands on that, John.
Actually, you know what? We're going to go into a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about that video.
Okay.
You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.